Hello guys, welcome to the podcast, and also for the first time, welcome to my YouTube channel. Yes, I am filming today's episode on YouTube, and the reason for that is obviously the YouTube algorithm is just a lot better than Apple Podcast algorithm. I don't even think Apple Podcast has an algorithm, and obviously I want to get this word out to as many people as I can. And on Apple Podcasts, I have a few listeners. Like, I do get quite a few. I think our highest played episode has like 800 listens. When I started this podcast, I thought it was just going to be like 5 people listening. That's really not the case. The Lord has really blessed me with listeners, and I'm very, very happy about that. But I just felt, you know, I think I need to, you know, record these episodes because it will just get to a lot more people. So yes, I do have an announcement before we get into this episode. And I don't know if you guys can see. Well, you can now. I have a long sleeve shirt on. It says Saved by Grace in pink, and it has cute little flowers on. This shirt is available in my shop. It's called Shalico. If you haven't heard of my business, my small business, just yet, I will have our business Instagram in the description. But listen, we are very small. We do not have a website just yet. I mean, I do hope to have one very soon. So, but if you do want to order one of these long sleeves, I'm wearing a medium. It's quite oversized. So I feel like if you are usually a small, you will still get that oversized fit. But if you are interested in having one of these shirts, you can just send us a DM over on Shalico's Instagram, and you can tell us what size you want, and we'll sort out the shipping and everything for you. So yeah, one day we will have a website, but for now, we are doing it just via messages. So yeah, your support will mean the world. If you want one, go get one. Yeah, so that was the announcement. So for today's podcast episode, it's going to be kind of a Bible study style. So I do not know what the message of today's episode is. I feel like I'm doing this kind of strategically because I just want the Lord to speak, and whatever message comes out at the end, I want that to be the message of this episode. For now, in my head, I have a title, Present Your Request to God. It may change. It genuinely might change. I have all my notes here next to me. I have my Bible, so I'm very much prepared. So let's get right into it. I am going to read the verse that I want to do the Bible study on, and then I'll give you context about the verse or around the verse. So recently, I've been reading in the book of Isaiah, and like 3 mornings ago, I was reading chapter 38. And I don't know, for some reason, the Lord was just really speaking to me through this verse, and I was like, perfect. It's a podcast episode. Okay, so I'm going to read it. It's Isaiah 38 verse 1. I'll read till verse 8. Okay. So, in those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly, so he cried. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, "Go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father." So this is now the Lord saying, "I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Surely I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city." And this is the... Okay. Then the Lord just goes on and lists even more things that he's going to do for Hezekiah other than save his life. Okay. So there is 4 things in this passage that stood out to me that is just... that the Lord really spoke to me through. So the first thing, it says here in verse 2, that Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. And the first thing that the Lord was, speaking to me about is, what is the first thing we do when we receive bad news? Or when we hear something from the world, from men, from man, what is our first response? So I was actually in the car the other day with my dad, and I was asking my dad something, and it was something that is kind of big. It's kind of a big question, because I needed something from my dad, right? So I asked him. It was kind of like a favor. And when I got back in the office, in my office where I'm right now, I just felt the Lord was like, well, that's great and all, and I really want you to pursue this thing. That's why I asked my dad. It was something that I wanted. And the Lord was like, but I want you to ask me, just like you ask your dad for things. I want you to ask that same question to me, because I can provide that for you. I can give it to you. So why do you go to your dad first and ask your dad to help you, when I'm also capable, even more capable than your dad to help you out with that request? So, and I was like, I'm aware. That is so true. Like, we don't always go to God first. We run to man. Like, that's the same with presenting your requests, right? So I want to encourage you that, you know, I'm believing God for many things, always. Like, I'm always seeking, I'm always believing God for more, for expansion, for influence, for more finances, for whatever it is. I'm always believing God for more. So let's run to God. Let's not run to man. And when we get bad news, like Hezekiah, he got bad news. He heard that he was gonna die, right? Who wants to hear that? The first thing he did, his first response, was he turned to the wall. He cried. He said, Lord, would you just have mercy on me? Like, I'm your servant. Can you just save me? Like, give me a few more days. And so I actually forgot to give you context around the verse. So let me give you context. So the book of Isaiah is a prophet, right? So it's the appointed prophets by God, okay? And Hezekiah was the king of Jerusalem at the time. So Jerusalem had many kings, actually a few kings, but they all rose to kingship and then they fell. They did something wrong and they fell. So Hezekiah was the appointed king of Jerusalem at the time. Okay, so that's the context that I have. There you have it. Okay, so the second thing that stood out to me was, it says, okay, so this is God's response. The Lord says, I have heard your prayer. And that was so beautiful to me, because genuinely the Lord hears our prayers. The Lord is omnipresent. He is always there. He is Emmanuel, God with us. So, yeah, I just wanted to emphasize that the Lord really does hear when we pray. Sometimes we think, you know, when we kind of pray these little small prayers in our head, we're like, okay, well, does the God really hear them? Does the Lord really hear them? And that's also something that the enemy comes to us with. Like, the Lord's not hearing your prayers. What you're praying, you could just might as well not pray, because the Lord's not hearing. He doesn't hear what you're saying. But the Lord really does. And, you know, we should also be careful for what we pray, because the Lord really hears. You know, if you pray for strength, God is going to present you with opportunities to be strong, to practice your strength. You know, if you pray for faith, the Lord's going to present you with opportunities to practice your faith and grow your faith. So the Lord really does hear. Amen. And sometimes we forget that. So let's not forget those little prayers, and also write your prayers down. Like, write down what you pray for, because I mean, I have a prayer journal. It's full now, so I'm busy making me a new one. But there's many prayers. Every single prayer that I pray, or every single request that I have, I write down. And, you know, looking back on them, the Lord really did answer many of them. Maybe not all of them, but many of them. Okay, so the third thing that stood out to me is, just after the Lord says, I've heard your prayer, the Lord says, I have seen your tears. And there's actually a verse that I'm going to read to you right now. It's in Psalms 34, verse 18. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And I heard someone say once that the Lord, obviously, he sees your tears. He sees when you are sad and upset. But when we cry, when we are distraught, when we are weeping, you know, it breaks the Lord's heart more then it breaks ours. Yes, we are sad. Yes, we are upset. But the Lord doesn't want to see you sad and upset, you know? And it's like, we are the apple of God's eye. We are the loves of his life, right? And the moment when you realize that, oh, wait, the Lord's actually so infatuated and in love with me, when I cry, surely he must feel it too. And it's true, he really does. So when we are sad and upset, let's not run to other things to satisfy those holes in our hearts that are making us upset. You know, those things that when you go to bed, those things that keeps you up at night, those things that bring tears to your eyes, have you brought it to the Lord yet? That's my first question. Have you presented those things that keeps you up at night? Have you presented them to the Lord? Right? And also, are you trusting that the Lord will come through for you in that area? Because sometimes when something is so intimate in our lives, or like when something is so deep to us, like for example, I actually don't want to use an example because it's, maybe you have been really rejected in your life, and that's something that is really vulnerable to you. Like you can't talk about rejection because it's so deep, like that wound is so deep in your life that it brings you to tears. It keeps you up at night, like I've said 100 times already. Have you presented that to the Lord? And are you believing that he will completely heal that wound and completely turn it around? I want to encourage you. Let's bring it to God and let's believe that he's actually going to heal us from those wounds, because he can and he wants to. He doesn't want to see you sad. He doesn't want to see you in that state. Even though when you are in that state, the enemy will come and say, this is too big. Like this that you're going through right now, like the Lord has completely turned his back on you. He is the reason why you're feeling like this. He is not doing anything about it. But the Bible says that you have not because you ask not. If you are crying, in the evening, at night, before you go to bed, and it's something that, you feel really strongly over, ask the Lord. Like, make the Lord a part of that situation. Make him a part of everything revolving around that. I don't know if I'm making any sense. But yeah, let's involve God, because he really cares. He really wants to help. Okay, and then the fourth thing that stood out to me is that not only did God grant Hezekiah's request to live, he granted him, or he proceeded to bless Hezekiah with over an abundant to what he asked for. He gave him 15 extra years of life. What else did he do? He said that he was going to deliver you and this city from the hand of the Assyrians. To give you context, the Assyrians were the people that was going to invade Jerusalem and attack Jerusalem. And the Lord says, not only am I going to save you and save your life, I'm also going to save you from these people trying to attack you. And the list goes on. There was more things that the Lord was going to do for Hezekiah. And I just want to tell you, like, the Lord is always in the business of blessing his children. The Lord is always in the business of giving us over and abundant to what we ask, think, or imagine. And it's hard to realize this. You know, there was this one day, I was sitting in my office, I was sitting there over at that desk, and this was in the year 2020, and I was reading about Abraham and how, you know, how the Lord told Abraham that, you know, this was the Abrahamic covenant. The Lord was telling Abraham, I am going to bless you. I'm going to give you the nations, as many as the stars. Like you won't even be able to count how many descendants you are going to have. And it was just like the Lord was just listing all these things that he was going to do for Abraham and bless Abraham with. And I was sitting there reading it and I went, Lord, but why bless Abraham with so much? I mean, he probably didn't deserve any of it. Like, why bless him with so much? And I remember so clearly the Lord's response to me was, because that's who I am. The Lord is always in the business of blessing his children. And this ties in with the fact that the Lord doesn't want to see you upset. He doesn't want to see you going through pain or experiencing pain. The Lord wants to bless his children. He wants to see his children joyful. He wants to see his children happy. He wants to see his children no longer in torment and in freedom. And I actually had a thought now that let's leave the thought pattern of I have to stay in financial lack because when I am in financial freedom, I'm going to worship the God of money, or I'm going to be enslaved to money because I'm going to have so much. Like, let's put that aside. I heard someone say the other day that financial freedom, I don't know. Yeah, this is just an example. Financial freedom is something that the Lord wants for us. And some Christians actually believe that we don't need much. Yes, you don't need a lot of money, but when we are in financial lack, or when we live from paycheck to paycheck, just having enough every month, we are kind of in torment by the devil, because the devil will always come and kind of use your financial lack to torment you and say, but the Lord, you know, he doesn't want to bless you with more. He always wants to keep you small. He not only wants to keep your thinking patterns small and your confidence small, he wants to keep your finances small as well. And when you realize that the Lord actually wants great and mighty things for you, not just for you, but for you to, you know, God always blesses us to be a blessing. When you realize that, it will change your perspective. It will literally change everything. It will change the way that you see God, because God, he has so much to give. He has so much love to give. He has so many resources. There's actually a verse that says that the Lord, I forget the verse. I used to pray this verse all the time. It's something like the Lord. I don't know. But I don't know what the English word is. Die kern van die vers. I don't know what that is in English. The purpose of the verse, I don't know, is to say that the Lord is not in a shortage. You know, when South Africa goes through drought, the Lord will never go through a drought. He always has in abundance. And when we realize that we are his children, that abundance is actually our inheritance. That's actually ours. When you realize that I am a daughter of the Most High King, I'm a daughter of the Most High God, like my Father has in abundance. And you realize that, oh wait, God actually wants me to live in abundance of joy, in abundance of freedom, in abundance of finances, in abundance of the Spirit. I don't know. Like, the Lord is always in the business of blessing his children. And so I want to encourage you that when you get into that place again of emotional distress, like, or not even emotional distress, when you're in that position of no hope, like, you know, you go through those, like I went through that last night, literally, if I'm being vulnerable, I was crying. I was like, Lord, but I was thinking of all these things that I'm lacking in life and all these things that are wrong with me and all these things that make me not worthy to talk about the word of God on a podcast episode or on YouTube. And I was like, look at all my lacks, look at all my failures that I've gone through. And, you know, in that moment, I knew to not pity myself and stay in that position, but to turn to the word of God. I literally opened up my Bible to any scripture verse because I knew that I just need to get into God's word to get me out of this, because the Lord does not want me in this. I do not want to be in this. I want to be in the mindset of the Lord is going to provide when it's time. The Lord has the world in his hands. He can bless me when the time is right. But the thing is, we just need to believe that the Lord is going to do it. You know, put away unbelief, doubt. That's in the past. We are no longer there. Sorry. If you believe, if you find your identity in Christ, it's going to change everything for you. I'm telling you now. And that's exactly what we need to do when we are in that state. And yes, it's hard. It's hard to turn to God when everything is falling apart. But you know what? Sometimes the Lord allows things to fall apart in our lives because that sets the stage for God to perform a miracle. Because without the mess, without your failures, there can be no miracle. Without your shortcomings, the Lord cannot have or get glory. Okay, so for the podcast, for the Apple Podcast listeners, that was my dad. He just came in the door. I forgot to tell them that I'm recording, but we're just going to continue. I'm not filming this again. Listen, we're going to keep it real. That was pretty awkward. He probably wanted to tell me something. Anyway, but we are nearing the end, and anyway, so I just want to encourage you to present, I think that's going to be the title, present your request to God. He wants to hear why you're crying. He wants to know what you need. He wants to hear how your day was. He wants to listen to when you have a problem and you just want to talk to someone. God is there. He wants to listen. He's an intimate God. He wants to be a part of every single facet of your life. And let's start believing that God is in the business of blessing. He's in the business of wanting to see you full of joy. He wants to see you happy. So, yeah. And remember that it's your inheritance. We have, as children of God, born again Christians, we have an inheritance in God. What is our inheritance, you might be asking? Well, why don't you ask God? Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, what do you want for my life? And then see how he's going to bless you. See what he can do. Read your word. Like Abraham's life, the Lord gave him so much. He literally said, your descendants are going to be like the stars. You can't even count how many there's going to be. That's our inheritance, over and abundant to what we can ask, think, or imagine. But remember that the Lord will only bless you at the extent of your faith and your expectation. So if you don't have faith, this is the great thing about God. If you don't even have faith, you can ask for faith. You can say, Lord, I'm struggling today. Because the Lord never wanted us to do this alone. He never wanted us to live this Christian life alone. He is there. So my message to you today is present your request to God. Make him a part of your everyday life. Talk to him. Be in communication with God. I don't want to say 24/7 because, you know, but yes, yeah, 24/7. Be in communication with God. Put on worship music when you're driving in the car. Don't listen to all the music that has no value and are literally empty. Listen to gospel music. Get yourself some good praise and worship and spend time with God. Read his word. Don't just read his word in the morning in your devotional time, but set aside some minutes or a few minutes in your day just to spend time with God. I promise you, the Lord will blow your mind. You will feel loved like no other. I actually read something today. Oh, no, wait. That has nothing to do with what I just wanted to say. It was something about when you... Oh, it does. I'm going to read it. It actually does. I'm going to read it to you guys. Hold on. I'm reading this book now. It's called Do It Afraid by Joyce Meyer. It's actually the book club pick for my book club for the month of October. So if you go over to my business Instagram, you will see that we have a book club. I have no idea who's reading with me, but all I know is I'm leading a book club and this is our book for the month. So if you want to go over there, you can read with us, whoever us is. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, let me read you a quote. Okay, so it's from Leonard Ravenhill, whoever he is. He said, a man who is intimate with God will never be intimidated by men. How craziness is that? That is insane. Okay, guys, so I'm going to end off the episode with that. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. You can review and you can write a review on Apple Podcast, or you can just rate the podcast. And then also if you are on YouTube, give this video a like, subscribe if you haven't already. I want to come out with these episodes once a week. So if you want to hear more, then subscribe. Anyways, I really appreciate you guys listening and I really hope you received something from this message. I really hope you did. Anyways, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.